Okay, hello everyone. We are here to present Mambo, a dynamic binary modification tool. And what's the better way to start the presentation than with a demo? So we are going to see a fairly complex application running on RISC-V within our system. So let's see it. So we are going to use it to learn something about the running binary. So here it is. Okay, so this is not our tool. So this is just an image viewer of Linux, and we generated this picture with one of these fancy AI tools so we can kind of promote our talk on LinkedIn. But what's really happening is that this image viewer is running under our tool that runs on RISC-V, and then we use it to find some information about the binary. So in here we have a very simple tool that counts the number of threads that the application was used, so we can see we have 8 threads. So the application and there are tool on RISC-V, and then we can see that we have 8 threads. Okay, but first things first, I'm Igor, this is Alistair, and we are here from the University of Manchester. And as I said, we are going to talk about Mambo, which is a binary modification tool for RISC architectures. Okay, but thanks, has anyone knows here what the dynamic binary modification is, or heard the term in the first place? Raise your hands if you did. Okay, wow, okay, a few people, that's good. But you may haven't heard the term, but I'm pretty sure if you did any development, you used those frameworks. So the examples of the very known open source tools that do dynamic binary modification are Valgrind and KMU. So I'm pretty sure you use Valgrind and one of these tools, which is called Memcheck. And most of you probably, if you are in the RISC-V room, use KMU. So both of those, both Valgrind and KMU are dynamic binary modification framework. And they have a various tools built on top of that. So this is what Mambo is. OK, but let's break down this term a bit. So what do I mean by dynamic binary modification? So dynamic is working at the runtime. So while the binary is running, the tool is working. Binary, we are working on the natively compiled code. So we don't need the source code. We just take a binary that was already compiled, and we can analyze it. And modification means that we can alter the application in a specific way. So we can add extra functionality, we can remove functionality, we can swap functionality. So there are two terms that are related to that. There is also dynamic binary instrumentation and translation. So instrumentation is basically a subset of modification. We just insert new functionality into the binary. So for example, if I want to do some sort of profiling, I can input some sort of counters into the running binary. And then translation is kind of an overlapping term. I can swap one ISA to another, so you could do it by modifying the binary, or there are more specialized tools that do the translation. So you are probably familiar with the Apple Rosetta, which translates now Intel to ARM when you got your new MacBook, but there is also the KMU also can act as a translator and usually used like that because it can translate one architecture to another. Okay, but now, okay, so